First, though, a bizarre one. A red hot tip confirmed. A dog has gone missing. Okay, a lost dog story with a twist. The dog has gone missing in the middle of Bass Strait during a trip across on the Spirit of Tasmania. On the line, owner of said dog, Holly Alexander, good morning.
Hi, how are you going?
Okay, what happened? You were travelling with the dog, were you?
Yeah, I was travelling from the Devonport port in Tassie, and I travelled last on the 25th from, and we landed in Melbourne on the 26th. At midnight, I was woken up that my dog had escaped the cage, and they wouldn't let me check for longer than an hour. And then the next morning at 6 a.m., they didn't check anyone's cars, and they didn't put an announcement out. So I'm just wondering if anyone was on the Spirit from the 25th to the 26th and have a dog with them, if they could check it into the pound so I can get my dog back.
Have they searched the ship properly? Because there aren't many options here. Either the dog's gone overboard, God forbid, it's wandering around the ship somewhere, or somebody's taken it off with them. They're the only options, aren't they?
Yeah, they said they have checked the from level 10 to level 1, but they just keep telling me that they haven't found it yet.
What level was the dog on?
Level 5.
Where's the ship now?
They did a night sail last night back to Tassie.
Oh, so if the dog's on board, he's headed back to Tasmania?
Yeah.
Goodness. So what sort of dog is it?
She's a Doberman Cross Roddy.
Oh, dear. We wouldn't be arguing with her.
No, she's a big dog too, so I don't know how she's lost on the boat.
Okay, what's her name?
Esther.
Esther. How old?
2.5.
2.5. Well-behaved?
Yeah, pretty good.
Well-trained?
Yeah.
Well, when you were looking for Esther in the middle of the night, in the middle of Bass Strait, what, did you just walk around calling Esther around the ship?
Yeah, we were. We went on level 5 and we were going like underneath the cars and the trucks and behind the kennels and stuff and calling out her name, but I couldn't see her from when I was able to look.
What do you think's most likely to have happened here, Holly?
I think that she's either very well hidden somewhere on the boat, like inside, or she's jumped into someone's car and for some reason they still haven't noticed that she's with them.
That'd be a bit hard to do with a dog that size.
Yeah, definitely. I have no idea and I can't call the pound either because it was a public holiday yesterday.
All right, so the dog's microchipped, I assume?
Yeah, definitely, with all my contact details.
Okay, do you want to give us your contact detail in case Esther turns up somewhere? Do you want to do it off air?
Yeah, I don't mind. I can give you my contact details off air.
Okay. Well, good luck. You must be pretty upset about this.
Yeah, I'm supposed to move up to Queensland and by myself, and my dog was supposed to be there for me.
So you were coming, you lived in Tassie before, did you?
Yeah, so I lived in Tassie and I'm just starting something different up in Queensland.
Well, good. When are you going? When are you off to Queensland?
Today.
Oh, well, we've got to sort out that dog, Holly.
Yeah, I really need her back.
Hang on, we'll get your details off air. Esther, lost on the Spirit of Tasmania in the middle of Bass Strait. Doberman Rottweiler Cross, not a small dog, 2.5 years old. If you found a dog in the back of your car when you got off the Spirit yesterday morning, you better contact us. We'll give you Esther's number. Well, there's only three options. Either the dog's fallen overboard, it's left the boat with somebody else when it landed, or it's wandering around the Spirit in the middle of Bass Strait this very moment.